Saran News. I'm John Scott. Chatham House Associate Fellow Nomi Baryakov says Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar's death may increase the chances of a ceasefire.
Israel's prime goal, declared goal, and actual goal was to take out the leadership of Hamas and the military capabilities of Hamas. So 23 out of 24 battalions have been dismantled, and the vast majority of the senior commanders have been killed, assassinated.
The Israeli military confirms that Hamas's top leader, Sinwar, was killed by Israeli forces in Gaza. Sinwar, one of the chief architects of Hamas's attack on Israel on October 7, 2023. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel has settled its account with Sinwar, but war is not yet ended. Also at SRNNews.com, one Republican critic says Kamala Harris showed that she's out of touch with average Americans during her interview with Fox News special report host Brett Baer. Correspondent Bob Agnew with that report.
Senator Tom Cotton says Harris's weaknesses were on full display.
I thought it was a good example of why the Harris High Command has not allowed her to do many interviews.
He blames her inability to answer Americans' concerns about the border and the economy on her liberal elite circle of influence.
No, she's been surrounded by a deep navy midnight blue progressive bubble from San Francisco to Washington, D.C.
Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network Harris being out of touch with the issues that concern many Americans is costing her in the polls in key states like Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Bob Agnew reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks remain higher, the Dow adding 177 points. The NASDAQ is up 6. This is SRN News. A Colorado church is turned down by the Supreme Court. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Grace Bible Fellowship of Brighton sued the state over its pandemic restrictions, which placed greater limitations on houses of worship than on other secular institutions. Lower courts ruled against the congregation, and now its appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court has been rejected, leaving the lower court rulings in place. A number of churches across the country have been fighting coronavirus restrictions in court, arguing that should another pandemic break out, it should be handled differently. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United States has fined German airline Lufthansa $4 million for its treatment of a group of Jewish passengers who were denied boarding a 2022 flight in Frankfurt after they had flown to Germany from New York. The department says that this fine is the largest the agency has issued against an airline for civil rights violation. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court has allowed a Biden administration rule aimed at limiting pollution from coal-fired power plants to remain in place as legal challenges play out.
The court rejected a push from Republican-led states and industry groups to block the Environmental Protection Agency rule. One conservative justice publicly dissented, and two others said they expected the challengers to win eventually, but the rule doesn't need to be blocked now. The challengers argued the EPA overstepped and set unattainable standards.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. A rare copy of the U.S. Constitution that was signed and sent to states to ratify is up for auction in North Carolina. The document was found inside a filing cabinet at a property once owned by a former North Carolina governor. Only 8 are known to still exist. The minimum bid of $1 million has already been met. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.